Right.
Riverdale Veterinary Clinic Muscadet is your full-service clinic emphasizing equine preventative, lameness, and reproductive care. Also, small animal preventative health and medicine with appointments taken daily. Riverdale Vet Clinic strives to provide complete care for all their patients. Riverdale Vet Clinic also stresses live vaccinations and tick prevention. Stop in or call 739-3123 for more information or to schedule an appointment. Riverdale Vet Clinic, Highway 80 and 133 Muscadet.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at five here in Muscadet at Centennial Park. And Blake Musson, who has done a tremendous effort here today for the Mudcats, is on for its eighth inning of work. And he has given up just five runs and five hits to a tough-hitting Dodgeville Knights club. He'll face the 7, 8, and 9 batters in the eighth, Brock Hinkle, Ty Paulskill, and Dalen Rickard. Throw down to second base, and around the horn it goes. Home to Allen Baseball on WRCO Radio all season long, sponsored in part by Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Schmidtwillen Hills, BL Signs, and the People's Community Bank. Time out for the plate to be swept off. Hinkle today has reached on an error. He has struck out and singled to knock in a run and scored a run. Here's the pitch. Ball inside, 1-1, no strikes. Looking at the Muscadet ninth, they will have their 6, 7, and 8 batters due up. Trying to get there tied up. 1-1, no strikes. Here's the pitch, reached out and ripped towards short. Oh, what a play by Carson Kenyon. Comes up throwing the stretch, not in time at first base. Man, that was a play. The runner turning the wrong way. They thought, the umpire says no, he's back in the bag. So safe at first base is Hinkle. Give him a hit on that one, and the batter will be Ty Paulskill, a chance to help his own cause. That was a play by Kenyon. Unfortunately, the throw pulled forehand off the bag, and they were unable to make the connection. Pitch inside, and it hit him. So runners at first and second for the Dodgeville Knights, and they've got something happening here very quickly in the eighth inning, trying to untie the game. Dalen Rickard will be the batter, looking for his first hit today. He's popped out, struck out, and flown out. Nobody out of the eighth. The pitch reached out and ripped to right field and deep. Right fielder is back. Winter is back, and that ball is gone. A home run. Dalen Rickard, the number 9 hitter, just torqued one out of here, and Dodgeville takes the lead for the first time today at 8-5. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't sure if the park would hold it, but Winters went back, ran out of territory, and it is quickly an 8-5 Dodgeville Knights lead. Big hit by Rickard in a clutch time. Back to the top of the order now, and Leighton Bowers. Bowers today has a couple of hits. Here's the pitch. Ripped in the air, right field, down the line. That one is foul. Nothing in one. So the bottom three in the order give Dodgeville the lead. Top part of the order, some of the guys that, some of the names that we call a lot among the hometown leaders, have not produced as much today. Bowers the exception. Get a couple of hits, a single and a triple. Takes a look at a ball. 1-1 Bussin facing him for the fifth time. There's the pitch outside. Ball 2. 2-1. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a piece of it. Strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes here in the eighth inning. Wind blowing across the diamond again, as you can hear. 2-2 is outside. Full count now. Bussin has gone the distance all 8 innings today for Muscadet. Still, that's only, that home run is only the 6th hit. Here's the pitch. Ripped on the ground. Leighton over, and he won't get it. It's a base hit. So Bowers reaches, and he is the 4th batter of the 8th, and they all have reached base. batter will be Jaron Bakup. Here comes manager Terry Zeebarth out of the Muscadet dugout. And he'll have a word with his pitcher and his defense here in the eighth inning. Dodgeville not getting fooled by Buffin anymore. He's given a great effort. Now they're going to take him to the game. We've got a pitching change coming aboard here now in the eighth inning. Nobody out in the eighth. Three runs across. Dodgeville has taken an 8-5 lead over the Mudcats. We'll be back with more after the pitching change here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Get your yard summer ready and your tools in check at Walsh's Ace Hardware in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Right now, Ace Reward members get exclusive deals on DeWalt tools, including combo kits, batteries, and fans. Need to dig in? Save on long-lasting, handled tools like rakes, shovels, and hoes, all built to last. And don't forget your lawn. Grab Ace brand fertilizer to keep your grass green, thick, and backyard barbecue ready. That's Walsh's Ace, where helpful is just what we do, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Hi, I'm Laura from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Our dedicated team is here to ensure that your banking experience is refreshingly simple. We've invested in the tools and technology necessary to enable you to do your banking on your terms. From agriculture and business loans to checking and savings accounts, we're sure to have the right banking solutions to fit your needs. That's what we call Simply Good Banking. Stop by to see us at any of our six area locations today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisor Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisor Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Jaron Bakup leads off against the new pitcher, Carson Kenyon. Here's the pitch. Down low, wild, and back to the screen, and Bowers heads to second base. Carson Kenyon on in relief of Blake Bussin. Bussin working a total of 7 1/3 innings this afternoon. Strikes out 8, walks 3, gives up 8 hits. That's singled by Bowers. Knocking him out of the game. 1-1, no strikes. Here's the pitch. That one is high. 2 balls and no strikes. Bussin now at shortstop. Takes the position that was occupied by Carson Kenyon. 2-0. Here's the pitch. Ball 3. 3-0 now. Runner staying at second base. Here's the next pitch from Carson. That is called a strike. 3-1. Carson Kenyon fan club here today at Dodgeville. They'll be meeting and greeting afterwards, I think. 3-1 is low, ball 4. And there are two aboard here in the eighth inning. Sean Riley, the batter. Sean has been out only once because he was hit by a pitch. Has popped out, struck out, and grounded out. Sorry to say, this guy is due for the Dodgeville Knights. There's the pitch. Curveball is a strike. 0-1. Bowers at second. Bakup at first base. Kenyon ready. There's the pitch down low, and it gets by, and the runners are going to move on to second and third easily. So the Knights with something happening big time here in the eighth inning. Still nobody out. Back it goes to Kenyon. Trying to find the range. Runners lead at second and at third. Here's the pitch, and that one is outside. 1-1 and 1-1 to the batter. The pitch, and Sean takes a ball. Runners retreat to second and third. Here's the next pitch. Reached out and popped. In play behind second, who's got it late and fighting a little bit of wind, going back, and he's got it at the edge of the outfield grass for the out, and wings it home. The runners are going to stay put. So there is one away. The batter will be Dominic McVay. Dominic has singled twice. He has walked. He's been hit by a pitch. Carson Kenyon set to face him. Here comes the pitch. Just a bit inside. One ball and no strikes. Carson gets it back. Runners lead at 2-3. Here's the pitch. Down low and back to the screen. They're not going to risk it, though. Everybody stay in. Two balls and no strikes. Three runs across in the Dodgeville inning. They scored 5 in the 6th to tie it up after trailing 5-0, and now 3 in the 8th. Here's the pitch. Reached out and ripped way out of here. Foul ball. Down the left field line. Almost out to the main drag as it rolls down the street. A long and loud strike. Bowers at third. Bachup at second. Kenyon gets a new baseball. That other one is long gone. 2-1 offering. There's the pitch. Popped right field side. Winters over in foul ground. And did he get it? Is it out of here? I couldn't tell. They're looking down. They're going to call it a home run. 3-run home run for Dominic McVeigh. Winters ran out of room, and I'm kind of blocked over on the right field corner. Couldn't see that well, but all of a sudden, I saw the umpire doing the circle with his fingers saying, that's out of here. So Bowers scores, Bachup scores, and McVeigh with a 3-run home run, 2 3-run home runs in this 8th inning for the Dodgeville Knights, and they continue. It's up to 11, I think it should be.
Should be one more, right?
11-5.
There we go.
So Dodgeville with its 9th hit, and the batter will be Carson Obgenorth. Here's the pitch. It's upstairs. Obgenorth, the number 8 batter of the inning. So the bases are cleared. Rickard and McVeigh with 3-run home runs in the inning, and it's a different game. Here's the pitch. Strike call. 1-1. The score is not indicative of how good and close this game has been today. 1-1 from Carson Kenyon. There's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Got them saying a little while ago there hadn't been any home runs in this game, but that has changed in this inning. 1-2 offering, swing and a miss, and it goes all the way back to the screen, and he's going to easily reach base. So a strikeout. Carson Kenyon gets a strikeout, but Dodgeville still has the base runner. That'll bring up Grant Rowe. Rowe has struck out, flown out, laid down a sacrifice, and struck out. 11-5 Dodgeville leading here in the bottom of the 8th inning. One away. Runner leads at first. Here's the pitch. Changeup is called a strike. 0-1. Brock Henkel, who led off the inning, is due up next. Kenyon is set. And here comes the pitch. Fouled off, out of play. 2 strikes on the batter. Muscadet laboring to get out of the 8th inning. Forehand playing the bag over here. Carson Kenyon is set. And here's the pitch. High. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Good effort by both teams today on a hot day. 1-2 offering. Here comes the pitch. Upstairs, throw back to first, and the runner's back in time. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just to be motivated to get here. That's another thing that managers are challenged with, making sure everybody's here on time. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kenyon ready. There's the pitch outside, and that must be ball 4. I think the count was wrong on the clock. That'll be ball 4. And there are 2 aboard, still only 1 away in the 8th inning. Dodgeville has batted around. second walk given up by Carson Kenyon since coming out in relief. And now manager Terry Zebarth out to have a word with his catcher and his pitcher. And I believe we're going to have a pitching change again in the eighth inning with only one away. This means Josh Cartwright, the catcher, I think is going to be asked to pitch. So he will get the stuff off. Josh is going to win the Dirty Uniform Award today. He's got probably can wring his uniform out with sweat after catching eight innings. Pitching change is made. Cartwright will come out to do that. We'll take time out. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 11-5. Dodgeville has come back to take the lead, scoring 11 unanswered runs. Hometown of Baseball today on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliecairns.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
The Muscadet Mini Mart and Hunch Brothers Pizza team up to bring you the best option for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Making fresh pizza from cheesy breakfast pizza to the lunchtime hunk of pizza. And get a delicious 12-inch pizza and wings you can take home for dinner. All this comes with quality service and you are treated like family. Get all this at Muscadet Mini Mart, along with top quality fuel. You can call in your order and have it ready for pickup. 739-3733, the Muscadet Mini Mart.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
Welcome back to Dodgeville. Pitching change. Again, it takes a long time to get the catcher's gear off and then getting another guy in to get all the catcher's gear that will fit. And then the pitcher who was the catcher starts to warm up. And Josh Cartwright on the mound now. Third pitcher for Muscadet today. That means Ryan Huter is behind the plate. And for the Mudcats, ready to roll. This is Brock Henkel. He started the Dodgeville uprising. 10th batter of the inning. Takes a look at a ball inside, and it pops by. The runners are going to move on to second and third. Obgenorth goes to third. Rowe is at second base. And only one away. 10th batter of the inning for Dodgeville. Here's the pitch. Reached out and ripped toward right center field. Going back to fielders. That'll be caught. Or no, it's going to drop in there. One run's going to score. And the second run is going to come in to score. So Henkel sneaks one in there through the Muscadet outfield. And the inning continues. It is 13-5 Dodgeville. Henkel gets on for the second time today. And that'll bring up Ty Pauleskill. Pauleskill today has scored twice, only has had one hit. There's a strike call, nothing in one. Dodgeville continuing its hitting prowess. One, two, three, four, five hits in the inning. Here's the pitch. That one missed upstairs. One and one. Tough for a pitcher to come out and pitch after having caught eight innings. A lot of times you'll see that pitcher come in and a lot of the pitches are delivered high until they get used to it. One and one. There's the pitch. That one is high. But it's called a strike. Pauleskill turned around and looked. Okay, one ball and two strikes. Runner at second base. Ankle gets the lead. Here's the pitch. That one is outside. Two balls and two strikes. The only out of the inning was Sean Riley's pop-up several batters ago. Two and two. Cartwright delivers. Bounced on the infield. Picked up there by the shortstop. Throws in time over at first. That was Bussin over to Cartwright. Out number two. On the play, Henkel moves to third base. The batter will be Dalen Rickard. He had the three-run home run, which untied the game. We were even at five. Two three-run home runs in this inning for Dodgeville's Knights. Cartwright back to work. Here's the pitch with a runner at third. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. We're talking about the Brewers' prowess, and again, leading 9-3 at last word. But Christian Yelich tying the team record for RBIs. Eight in an inning. That'd be something. Eight in the ball game on Friday night. Tied a team record. Here's the pitch upstairs. Rowdy Tellez, the first one to do it back in 23. And I was asking Mr. Fabulous Tim Feet about that because I knew the team record was seven. And I think several had done it. But my recollection goes back a lot further than 2023. I forgot about Rowdy. This one foul back for a strike by Rickard. Two and run. I remember way back, and I think we can look it up, but I think the first Brewer to have seven RBIs, brace yourself, his last name, Coluccio. The pitch is going to be high for a ball back to the screen, and it's 3-1. Was it Bob Coluccio or Ted Coluccio? I think it was Bob. Coluccio, seven RBIs in a game, first Brewer to do that, somewhere in the early 1970s. You have been watching the Brewers and listening since 1970. There's a lot of info up here. Ball four, and Rickard will be on board. So two on, and the inning continues for Dodgeville. First walk given up by Cartwright, and now Josh has to face the top of the order. Leighton Bowers, who has knocked in three with a triple and singled and scored today. There's the pitch. Ball high. Runner going. Throw to second. Not in time. They're going to score from third. Coming in to score was Brock Henkel on the throw to second base, and that makes it 14-5. Dodgeville stealing here late in the game with a big lead. And they're a run away from ending this one early, which who saw that coming? Enter the inning at five apiece. Here's the pitch, and it's a ball. Runner stays at second base. Two balls and no strikes. Again, the runner gets a bit of a lead. Cartwright is set. The pitch is called a strike. Two and one here in the eighth inning to Leighton Bowers. 14-5, Dodgeville. Cartwright back to the belt. The pitch down low, and it gets by, and the runner is going to move on to third base. So Rickard, a heartbeat away from ending this one early. A little early. Cartwright set to go. There's the pitch. Popped up and fouled out of play. Two away and two balls and two strikes on the batter. Ryan Huter behind the plate for the Muscadet Mudcats here directing his pitcher. 2-2. Here's the pitch, ripped in the air, well hit. Right field. Right fielder is back. And that one is going to be gone, and that will do it. And a two-run home run and a walk-off here in the eighth inning for Leighton Bowers. What an uprising for Dodgeville here in the eighth inning. Two-run home run, and that will end it early here today, or at least before Muscadet has a final at-bat. That'll make the final score 16-5. Going to take me a little while to add up all of the runs in this eighth inning alone. 11 runs for the Knights in the eighth inning, breaking a 5-5 tie, and they win it on the 10-run rule here today at Centennial Park. Home Taylor Baseball postgame show is coming up next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
At Cardinal Glass CG, they believe a great job should come with great benefits. That's why they offer competitive wages, a 401k with monthly profit sharing, and career growth opportunities. Work in a clean, climate-controlled environment with both 8 and 12-hour shifts available. Night and weekend shifts even come with premium pay. If you're ready to start a career where hard work pays off, visit 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. To apply in person, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3, or call 608-588-9831 today.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Looking to keep your vehicle shining and running strong? Stop into Napa Auto and Truck Parts in Richland Center in Boscobel. Right now, Griot's Garage Wash and Wax is just $8.49 each. Perfect for that clean, polished finish. Pair that shine with performance using Tri-Fuel Engineered Fuel Plus Oil. Pre-mixed and ready to go. It's convenient, it's powerful, and it's ready when you are.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
Welcome back to Dodgeville, the hometown of baseball postgame show, and it's a 16-5 win in eight innings for the Dodgeville Knights, scoring 16 unanswered runs, getting a whole bunch of runs, 11 runs on six hits in that eighth inning, and on the day they have a total of four home runs, two of them from Leighton Bowers. As he had a big day here today, he had 4-for-6 afternoon. And a three-run home run for Dominic McVay, a three-run home run for Dalen Rickard, kind of putting this one out of reach here against the Mudcats, who played pretty well. They came in a bit shorthanded today and led 5-0 in this contest. Dodgeville tied it with a 5-spot in the sixth inning and then won it with an 11-spot in the eighth inning here today. The victory goes the way of Ty Paulskill, who came on in relief for Carson Obgenorth, who pitched the first three innings. Paulskill goes the rest of the way, five innings strong, and along the way, he allowed only two Muscadet hits before that, during that stretch, I should say, and gets the victory laid down. For Dodgeville, he only had three hits getting into that sixth inning when they would score five times, including a three RBI triple from Bowers. And then in the eighth inning, they would send a total of 13 men to the plate, and they would get a three-run home run from Dalen Rickard, a three-run home run from Dominic McVay, and then a two-run home run by Leighton Bowers to end the day here at Dodgeville's Centennial Park. The loss goes to Blake Busson, who really had a great effort here today. He goes into the eighth inning, and then Carson Kenyon came on in relief, worked to five batters. Josh Cartwright closed it out after catching the entire game here today until the eighth inning. The win goes to Dodgeville. They improved to 5-1. For Muscadet, they fall to 1-5. And again, on the day, the line score, 2-for-4 for Josh Cartwright, a double for Logan Olson, Ryan Huter with a run scored, and Carson Kenyon on base twice, singles and scores in the third inning. 16 runs, 12 hits for Dodgeville, 3 errors, 7 left on, 5 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors, 3 left on for the Mudcats. Today's final in 8 innings, Dodgeville 16 and Muscadet 5. Thanks to our hometown of baseball sponsors and Mr. Fabulous, our engineer Tim Feed, back at the studios. Phil Lee signing off. Have a great rest of your day. Stay cool. We'll be back your way with more hometown of baseball real soon on WRCO and WRCO.com.
It's summer baseball on WRCO. We're proud to bring you coverage of talented local athletes. Today's game is made possible by our generous sponsors, Chitwood Electric, Julie's Tax Service, Walsh's Ace, Richland Electric, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Jones Chevrolet, Meister Log and Lumber Company, Muscadet Mini Mart, Cardinal Glass CG, Arneson Service and Repair, Scott Industries, Riverdale Vet Clinic, Brouhaha Roasters, Meister Cheese, Town and Country TV and Appliance, Schmidt Woodland Hills, BL Signs, The People's Community Bank, House on the Rock Attraction Resort, Wilkinson Auction Company, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Turbos, Julie Cairns State Farm, Pratt's, and Dunkin' Donuts.
Bartender looks at me like, pony up, man, we're closing down. Paid the tab, I turned around. Got on that phone on the way home. Ended up down the rabbit hole again. Funny how you haven't changed a bit, but you're twice as pretty. Glad you finally got to see New York City. And I know it's not a race, but it looks like you're getting over me faster than I'm getting over you. But hey, what you gonna do? I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Back then, I could have convinced myself that maybe you called when I was out. You didn't know what to say, so you didn't leave a message. And that you're probably at home right now, sound asleep, cause going out isn't really your thing. And I wouldn't have a clue what you've been up to lately, or who you've been up to it with. But when I don't miss your calls, I miss you calling. And I go round and round again. I'm sick of sitting at the house, dying on my phone, wishing I was somewhere I can be alone. Try to let you go, something always reminds me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I've been breaking up was easy in the 90s. Modern love is to modern hearts break. I'm just a product of my generation. Somewhere I can be alone. I try to let you go. and something always reminds me. I'm tired of getting drunk, tired of being free, tired of seeing pictures I don't wanna see. Girl, you're everywhere, everywhere but behind me. I bet breaking up was easy in the
90s. Was Sam Hunt with Breaking Up Was Easy in the 90s. And good afternoon, everyone. Tim Thied here. I'll be here till 6 o'clock this evening. And right now it's getting to be mostly sunny outside again. Southwest winds at 7 miles per hour. The big deal is the temperatures. 91 degrees is our current temperature. And heat index is 104 degrees. That's all according to the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer. We did hit 110 heat index today. That was at around 130 today, so it was a hot one. Phil said it wasn't that hot down in, quite as hot as it is here down in Dodgeville, where he did the Home Talent League game. And if you were listening to that, thank you for listening to it. If you didn't and you're just tuning back in again, it was Dodgeville beating Richland Center by a score of 16-5. Actually, it was close up until the last inning that they played, and then it ended up being the 10-run rule after that. So they made it through 8.5 innings of baseball on that, probably around 8. So anyways, that was the deal with the Home Talent League. The Brewers, Brewers were doing really good. They were up 9-3 going into the sixth inning, and they gave up a run in the sixth. And now they've given up some more runs in the bottom of the seventh inning to the Twins. Now that score is now 9-6, Milwaukee over Minnesota, and the Twins have two on with two outs. So hopefully the Brewers bullpen actually kind of blew it a little bit there, but hopefully whoever came in to relieve it can prevent the Twins from scoring. And you can hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450.
If you have summer plans, then make Macy's Summer Style Sale your first stop. That's because you'll find amazing deals on exactly what you need to make any summer occasion feel like a getaway. Whether you're headed to the beach or your friend's backyard, we're talking matching sets, airy linen, swimsuits, cover-ups, and so much more for 25 to 50% off. Yeah, up to half off. So no matter where you're going, head to the Summer Style Sale going on now at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. They're hiring for part-time and full-time positions, plus a maintenance mechanic opening. If you love working outdoors or have mechanical skills, this is your chance to join a great team. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com for more information. Apply today and be part of something special.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Baskerville has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling Salvage in Baskerville, 375-5353.
Crank it up! RC Thunderfest is bringing the music to Kroska Park in Richland Center on Saturday, June 28th. The live music stage kicks off at noon with Kelly Long, followed by the Jammers, Annie and the Crush, Three Souls Band, Omega Project, and High Mileage at 8 p.m. From country to rock to everything in between, this lineup is built for summer. Plus, enjoy delicious food, kids' entertainment, a magician, pedal poles, bounce houses, and more. And it all ends with fireworks at dusk. Free admission, live music, local pride. RC Thunderfest, June 28th at Kroska Park. Let's make some noise.
Pappas Trading Post and Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
What do you think of when you hear the word insurance? Careful now, the kids may be listening, so keep it clean. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. You're not alone in those thoughts. In fact, we may even agree with you on some of your thoughts regarding insurance. When I hear insurance, I think promise. A policy at State Farm equates to a promise to make you whole again, a promise to have a local agent by your side paired with a company that has the financial strength to back up that promise. Visit us at juliekarens.com, give us a call, or stop by the office in downtown Richland Center.
Great music for the weekend. 100.9 WRCO. We done circled up in four-wheel drive, stacking pallets to the sky. We got all you want to drink, a tank of gasoline, and baby, all I need.
You have a date each week with your lawn tractor, zero turn, or push mower, and you had better not miss it or you will have a mess on your hands. Well, now you can miss it. Let a GPS-controlled Segway Navimo robotic mower mow your lawn perfectly every day. It will mow in perfect stripes, checkerboard, or diamond patterns, yes, every day. It often costs at or less than a normal mower, and you don't have to feed it gas, and you can go on a real date. Check out the Segway Navimo robotic mower at Robot Mowing Solutions and the Homesteader Store.
Feeling saucy? Then come down to A&W in Boscobel and dip a juicy five-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into the signature spicy Papa sauce. Enjoy your combo with crispy French fries and an ice-cold mug of fresh A&W root beer. Dip into A&W and try them today. Cruise on in to A&W on Highway 61 Boscobel, where the root beer is always cold and the vibes never get old. Prices and participation may vary.
At Julie Karen State Farm, we are committed to making a difference. That is why we are a permanent drop-off site for the Richland Area Community Food Pantry, helping to ensure families in need have access to essential meals. Whether it's a box of cereal, a can of soup, noodles, or even crackers, collectively, all of the donations are appreciated at any time. Giving is not just about what you share, it's about the impact you make. Every act of kindness strengthens our community. Like a good neighbor, let's all be there.
Sunshine and Giggles believes children learn best through play. Their caring team creates a fun, hands-on environment where kids can explore, grow, and thrive from 6 weeks to 12 years old. They're now enrolling at the Richland Center location. Call 649-5501 for more information. Sunshine and Giggles is also hiring a full-time team member Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Applicants must be 18 years old with a high school diploma. They'll even cover the cost of required technical education. Email your resume today, JENNI@MWT.net.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Find great deals at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet and La Crosse. Ace Basic Pleated Furnace Air Filter. Assorted sizes available. Buy three, get one free. Ace Black Oil Sunflower Seed, 5 pounds, just $7.99. Roundup Ready to Use Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon, only $21.99. Walsh's Ace, your local hardware store with friendly service and great savings. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
Looking for a safe, secure place to store your stuff? Crystal Clean Storage in Lone Rock has you covered. Conveniently located across from the Shell Station on Highway 14, next to Eggy Movers and Bear Valley Excavating. They offer indoor and outdoor units, plus boat, RV, and trailer storage in multiple sizes. With 24/7 access and a night watchman on site, your belongings are always protected. Call 608-583-2082 today. Crystal Clean Storage, where clean meets secure.
100.9 WRCO. Drop some money in the jukebox, punch number two country song. Just another little ditty about how somebody did somebody wrong. And the singer did some complaining about how she never really treated him right. But the train kept on rolling right through the night. Train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. You're just gonna leave me standing here so lonely and blue. Train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. I'm standing here at the station with my heart on. Words to that country song kind of made me stop and think. I put myself in his shoes and I owed me another drink.
How many times is a man not feeling fine? But the train keeps on rolling right through the night. Train, train, come on back, take my love with you. Just gonna leave me standing here so lonely and blue. Train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. I'm standing here at the station with my heart on. By the time I finally made it on home, I figured she'd be already gone. The note that she left on the table didn't let me know where she was gone. I kept on reading it over till the morning drowned out the light. But the train kept on rolling right through the night. I said, train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. Gonna leave me standing here so lonely and blue. Train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. Standing here at the station with my heart on you too. I said, train, train, come on back, don't take my love with you. Just gonna leave me standing here so lonely and blue. Train, train, come on back, take my love with you. Standing here at the station with my heart talking to you.
Kay, with all your singing talent back in Houston, Nashville's all you talked about. I sold everything I own to bring you here. Now you'll be famous, there's no doubt. Last week you knocked them out in New York. Tonight Chicago's going wild. Your record on the jukebox don't sound bad. Okay, I'm new, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Caution lights blink out their warning. Some old Big Ben clock chimes 3 a.m. Starving hound dog search a trash can. My gas tank could use $10 worth again. All the potholes here on Main Street jar my ribcage. I could cuss. The crowd of nightlife people look so sad. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Two young soldiers from Fort Campbell told me how they won the war in Afghanistan. Sirens echo through an alley. Some woman said somebody stabbed a man. I rushed Miss Teenage to the doctor. She begged to give the child my name. I can't count the cups of coffee that I've had. Okay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Two rose petals on my front seat falling from the bouquet Jimmy took to Jim. Jim kept mumbling through his teardrops, God, she'll leave this world with flowers in her room. Kay, I showed some drunk your picture, and he made a smart remark. I hit him in the mouth, boy, was I mad. Kay, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Fiddles, steel guitars, and pianos, how they play.
finding out the latest sounds from Music City, USA. Hey, although I know I brought you to the swinging music world, I miss pictures of those happy times we had. Hey, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab. Hey, I'm living, yet I'm dying, staring out at Music City from my cab.
To Betsy, I don't know if you can hear me, it appears you're coming in clear as a bell. Heavens to Betsy, I finally quit the drinking, so I hated that my demons put you through hell.